Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Abba Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. In Jesus Christ's holy name. And let his bride say, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. The Bible tells us, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. First and foremost, I would like to say Happy New Year to you. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord said, let's do it again. Oh, here we starting out again in 2021. Oh, it's the Lord doing. He want to tell you something. He ain't through talking to you yet. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. First and foremost, I must say I give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh, yes, I give thanks to the Lord our God for you few listeners this morning who have followed the leading of the Holy Spirit. For the Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen, and many shall seek to enter thereinto this resting place, but only a few shall find it. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy name. Oh, what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful time to be in the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And as usual, if you have your Bibles and you desire to follow along, you can follow along. If not, you just follow along. Holy Spirit will make another attempt this day from Luke, the 18th chapter, to try to bring you out of the darkness of religion and get you to come and rest in this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Luke chapter 18, and Holy Spirit tells us in verse 1, and Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversaries. Vindicate me, she said. And verse 4 tells us, and he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, Yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her at least by her continual coming. She weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? And Jesus said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Nevertheless, Jesus said, when the Son of Man cometh, when he come to get us out of here, come with the rapture, shall he find faith on the earth? Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32, and Jesus said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. In other words, Jesus said, I already know that you're going to deny me. I already know you're going to, like you don't even know me. But when you return to that place of faith, oh, yes, Lord, when you return, convert and strengthen thy brother. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus knew that the devil was coming to tempt Peter severely. But he did not pray for his prayers or fasting or a Bible study or denomination or water baptism or positive thinking or faith confession or communion or of wisdom of the word not to fail. But he prayed that his faith fail not. The faith he's referring to is faith in our baptism of death with Christ on the cross. For it is the only power to deliver us from our sin nature and keep us holy until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 tells us, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation for those who believe. 1 Corinthians 1:18 tells us, for the preaching of the cross is but foolishness unto them that are perishing. But for us that are saved, oh, good God Almighty, it is the power of God. You see, Paul warned Timothy about false brethren, wolves in sheep clothing in the last days, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. The Holy Spirit tells us in 2 Timothy 3 and 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You see, the power he is speaking of here, my brothers and sisters, is the power in the message of the cross, the gospel of the kingdom, to impart the faith to die in order for the power of the resurrected Christ to live through us. You see, as some of you know, there's been blessed by the grace of God to follow this ministry. I too was once on that broad road that leads to destruction, death, and hell. You see, I too used to go to church on a Sunday. And after I got up and left church, stopped by the store, get a six-pack of Bud Light, get on back to the house, turn on the TV, and roll me a joint up and watch the football game. You see, I had a form of godliness, but I was denying Jesus' divine nature of the Holy Spirit to rule over my life and do what he wanted to do. But I did my own thing. Oh, glory. You see, we are going to live, or Christ is going to live. Both of us cannot live together. Due to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus and the law of sin and death, Romans chapter 7, verse 14 through 25 tells us, in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through 2. You see, I was blessed by the grace of God that man of God that had laid down his life. The Bible said, greater love have no man than one that laid down his life for his friend. And this brother Daniel, had laid down his life by the power of the Holy Spirit in order for the Holy Spirit to come through him and preach this glorious gospel of the kingdom to me, that brought me out of darkness of religion, brought me out of that road that led to destruction, that broad road, and entered me through that straight gate that brought me down this narrow road, oh my goodness, to this revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, praise be to his holy name. And because of this glorious gospel of the kingdom, I too have laid down my life that I may present to you this same gift that keeps on giving, the gift of this glorious gospel of the kingdom, that you may die, that you may live. You see, we who can do no good must be dead by the faith in order for Jesus Christ, who can do no evil, to be alive in us and his resurrected life working through us. The only other alternative will be that we who can only do evil will be alive serving Satan, and Jesus that can only do good will be dead in us. The choice is yours. Choose you this day whom you will serve. You see, if we do not understand this one true gospel, which we must understand to defeat the devil, then Christ will die in us. And because of the law of the spirit of life in Christ, when we fall back into sin and then cry out to God to strengthen us, to overcome sin, God would not strengthen us to overcome any sin when we're supposed to be dead by the faith. Romans chapter 6, verse 7 and 11 tells us, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. For how can God, oh hallelujah, strengthen us?